In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Reverend fathers, brothers and sisters in Christ, Christ is in our midst. So today, on this third Sunday of Lent, we celebrate the cross. And in the Synoxarion, which is the reading that's done each morning during Matins that tells the story of the saint or of the feast, it explains why the church in her wisdom has given us this to celebrate this week, to venerate. It says, on the same day, the third Sunday of the fast, we keep the feast of the veneration of the honorable and life-creating cross. It says, every hard and strenuous work is accomplished with great difficulty, which appears especially in the middle of such work. For the effort in this performance brings with it fatigue, which makes the accomplishment of the rest of the task, difficult. Having arrived with God's grace at the middle of the fast, our compassionate mother, the Holy Orthodox Church, thought fit to reveal to us the Holy Cross as the joy of the world and power of the faithful to help us carry on the struggles of the divine fast. I mentioned last night at Vespers how it seems ironic that we celebrate the cross, that we celebrate this instrument of death that would have been so daunting to those who knew about it back when it was being used. But yet, this is exactly what we do. We don't call it the dread, fearful cross. We call it the life-giving cross. And there's a couple of reasons for this. First and foremost, the reason is through the cross that Christ destroyed the power of sin and death, through his own death, destroying that power of death. So obviously, the cross is an integral part of our salvation. But the cross also plays out in our own lives in a way that's a little more personal. And what that is Christ himself says that if anybody would come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. And so what does it mean to take up our cross? Well, everybody's going to have difficulties in life. Everybody's going to go through hardships. Everybody's going to go through things that fatigue them and can beat them down. But what we need to do is not view these just as difficulties, but view these as crosses that we need to bear. And then when we do so, we can be thankful that in a small way that we're sharing in the passion of our Lord. That in the same way that he took up his cross, we, in a much smaller way, can take up our cross and share in that passion and share in that suffering that he went through. And that is for our salvation. So we can view the sufferings that we go through as a cross. But there's another kind of suffering that we put ourselves through that is a cross that actually, in a sense, can be lifted. And that's our sins. That's our passions. When we fall, when we're angry, when we're greedy, when we're lustful, when we're hateful, and any of the sins that we have, when we're gluttonous, any of those sins that we have, those are a cross that we take on ourselves, that we really don't need to take on ourselves, but we end up doing. And we take those on ourselves. And the great thing is, there's a way that we can have those crosses removed from us. There's a way in which that Christ wants to take that cross from us and lighten our burden. And that is through the sacrament of confession. The church has given us through the sacrament of confession a way to have this weight removed from us. And, you know, it's easy to say, well, I confess my sins to God. Why would I go to a priest and confess my sins to him as well? Well, first of all, we're told clearly in the scriptures, in the book of James, that we should confess our sins one to another. And in the earliest days of the church, that's what they would do. They would actually come up to the front and confess their sins to the whole congregation. Well, that ended up not being such a good idea. It caused for gossip and also for a little bit of one-upmanship. Well, you've done this. Look what God has forgiven me of. And so, through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, that's when Father Confessors were set up. And the great thing about confession is that it gives us that reassurance. It gives us the reassurance of the forgiveness of God. We know that God wants to forgive us. We know that we can go to God and that He will forgive us, and that we should pray to Him every evening. Every evening we should look through our day and say, in what ways did I fall short of Your glory, and ask His forgiveness. But those things that are still weighing on you, those are the things that you then take to your Father Confessor. And there's four times in particular that we come to confession, the four great fasts, this one obviously being the most important, but at each of the four great fasts, even if you don't feel that there's anything weighing on you, you should go in you should go to your Father Confessor for confession to relieve you of the sins. And here's the wonderful thing about the sacrament of confession is it's grace-bearing, it's life-giving. No matter, in a sense, what happens in the confession, as long as you confess your sins, as long as you're not hiding something, it's grace-bearing and gives life. I was listening to a conversation between two priests, and one of the priests worked at a seminary. He taught at a seminary. And he said, a lot of the seminarians were nervous about confession. And he said, and I try to encourage them, the only reason you need to be nervous about confession is if you think of yourself as a great elder, as a starets. And the job in confession is then to give some amazing word to each person who comes so that they walk away like, oh, now I understand what's going on. But if you just trust the sacrament of confession, you trust that the grace is not in what the Father Confessor says or doesn't say to you, but instead in the prayer when he lays his stole over your head, that's where truly the grace comes from. I tie it to Sunday mornings. When you come to the liturgy, you know, we don't come to the liturgy saying, oh, I hope it's a good liturgy today. It's really interesting. Every so often I'll talk to someone who will say, usually not Orthodox, usually visitors, they'll say, oh, that was a good service. And to me, I always think that's kind of strange. I don't think of the liturgy in that term. Did the bread and wine become the body and blood of Christ? Was it distributed? Did I take the body and blood of Christ? Then it was a good liturgy. Whether I get up here and ramble and don't make any sense for 20 minutes, or whether I preach the most amazing sermon I've ever preached, the important thing is the sacrament, and that's true of confession as well. And so this Lenten season, take the opportunity that Christ has given you to remove the weight of the sins that you carry through confession. There's a great story in one of Frederica Matthew Green's book where she talks about going to confession. She says before she goes, she always goes, oh, I can't stand going to confession. I hate going to confession. And every time she leaves, she goes, oh, I love confession. And that's truly how it is. Come to confession and have that, oh, it's so great to go to confession and have that cross lifted that he wants to lift, to lighten your load, so that we can complete the course of this fast and we can complete the work to his glory and that of the Father and the All Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.